Shabbos HaGadol, Tov Shin Pei Gimel. Shabbos HaGadol is to remember the Mishchu Kechu Lochem Tzoyin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to take the Korban Pesach, tie it to the beds, and keep it for 4 days in preparation for the Korban Pesach. Rashi says in Parashat Bo Yevahoy Lochem LeMishmeres that Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the Zchus, Vo'oy Malach B'domai Chayi in the Zchus of the Korban Pesach, which we shechted, which Rashi says started from the Mishchu Kechu of Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol was the source, was the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Zchus of Mishchu Kechu Lochem Tzoyin. For a simple understanding of what it means, why we were given the mitzvah to take particularly a sheep for the Korban Pesach, the Ramban explains in Parashas Bo that we know that the Mitzrayim served the sheep as their avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hey nizbach es tavas Mitzrayim velo yiskalunu." The sheep was sacred and holy and served in Mitzrayim. What does this mean? Why was the sheep considered to be holy there? Why did they serve the sheep? Says the Ramban that Shvorcha created the world, and the 12 months of the year go around 12 mazolis. The head, the first, the most important of all the mazolis, is the mazol tler, the sheep of Chodesh Nisan. Says the Ramban that the Mitzrayim served the tler because the Mitzrayim considered it to be holy. Nisan is the Chodesh, says the Ramban, of Chidush HaTzmicha. That's when things start to grow after a winter of hard work. You finally see the results. There's blooms on the tree and things start growing in the world. This is Koach HaTzmicha. This is success due to our hard work. And this is represented by the Mazel Tler, the sheep. Why particularly the sheep? The Gemara says in Chulin Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and Rashi brings it down in Parashas Ekev, the Pasuk says, V'ashterois tzeinecho, sheep are called ashterois, says Rashi from the Gemara in Chulin, sheep are called ashterois, miloshen ashirus, shema ashirus es ba'alein. The Gemara says there explicitly the person is looking to invest, the best investment he can do is in sheep. Sheep produce wool and milk during their lifetime, and then from time to time, when you shech the sheep, you get very high quality meat. And then the mission at the end of Kinnim tells us that from the horns you produce chatzitzros, and from the flanks chalilim. And the mission explains from each part of the sheep after it's killed, how you make another musical instrument from the skin of the sheep is particularly good for making drums. Bottom line is that the teler, the sheep, represents material success. Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Vayifretz ish mo'od mo'od, vayiloy tzoyin rabois. Sheep represents ashirus. Says the Ramban, Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of success. Why is it called Nisan? Says the Hagoyis on the Sefer HaTishbi, Nisan from the root of Nitzan with the Tzadi, the Samach and the Tzadi are interchangeable. Hanitzonim Niru Baretz, the first bloom, the first success which comes from all a person's work is seen in Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is called Chodesh HaAviv, says Rashi, Aviv Meloshon Av, it's the beginning of the year, it's the beginning of a person's success. Rabbeinu Bachai adds, Aviv is a Loshon Av. Nisan is the beginning of Yud Beis, of all the other Yud Beis Chadoshim. Says the Ramban, because Nisan is the beginning of the success of all the 12 months of the year, of all the 12 Mazalis, so the Teler is the Rosh Kol HaMazalis, and the Mitzrayim would serve the Teler. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishchu K'chu Lochem, we have a mitzvah to take the Teler and shecht it, take it home, show that we do not follow the Mitzrayim in the way they serve the Tzla. What does this mean? This means that the Tzaddik is Masbir, that the Mitzrayim believed, Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi. All that I work, that's what produces the success that I have. When they served the Tzla, it wasn't because the Tzla itself is intrinsically holy. The Tzla was a means, was a manifestation of the fact that they served the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi. And the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi presented itself in this form of the Nitzonim of Chodesh Nisan, of Chodesh Aviv, which comes in the Mazel Tzla, because the Tzla is again part of the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi of the Ashirus of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim came in the Zchus of Mishchu, Kachu Lochem, Mishchu Yedeichem Me'avodah Zarah, the Yedeichem of the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi, that was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. The other Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was the Nilus, which was again the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi of their success. That was the Emuna, that was the belief of Mitzrayim, and for that we have the mitzvah of Mishchu Kachu Lochem Tzoyin. Pesach, we know, we're busy at this stage with baking matzahs and preparing matzahs, and the idea of the matzah is, says the Pasuk, that Ki b'chipazin yatzasim Mitzrayim, went out Mitzrayim in a big rush, and that's represented by the fact that there was no time even to bake, and therefore they ate matzah, and we eat matzah. Frekta Maral in Pashas Re'eh. If you're trying to remember your Tzias Mitzrayim, so remember the fact that we were Avodim and we came out, it would seem to be a very minute point, the fact that when we went out in a rush. Who cares? We went out in a rush, not in a rush. And the whole mitzvah of matzah is only to remember that one little point that we went out in a rush. Says the Maral, that point is not some sort of peripheral point. That's the main nakud over here. As long as we felt that we have time and it's still possible to be in Mitzrayim, and we felt that we could take ourselves out of Mitzrayim, then there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's still believing in the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi of Mitzrayim. The fact that we went out in a rush demonstrates that we didn't have the Koich to leave. If we had the Koich to leave, I could leave in 5 minutes' time as well. Ki v'chipazin HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim. The fact that we left in such a rush was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, leave now, and that you have to leave now. The chipazon of the matzah demonstrates the fact that there was no Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi. We didn't have the Koich ourselves to go out of Mitzrayim. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could take us out of Mitzrayim. That's the exact opposite of the belief of Mitzrayim, who believed in the Tler, believed in the Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi, that I bring my own Ashirus and I bring my own success. The Zoya says in Parashat Tzavah that really all the food that a person eats during the year is mashpia on him, brings him down, brings him more into Olam Hazeh, and draws him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person eats matzah on Pesach, says the Zoya, that fortifies him and protects him, that he's able all year round to be involved in the world of Gashmias, to be involved in eating, to be involved in activities which would otherwise lead him to believe Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi. And by eating the matzah on Pesach and understanding the message of the matzah, that we do not have a Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi, that protects a person throughout the year when he is involved in activities that could lead him to feel Koichi v'Oitzem Yodi. The Torah gives us a mitzvah. When we eat a meal, we eat bread, to say brichas amazon. At the end of the meal, mitzvah deraisa v'chalta v'zavata v'erachta. The Gemara Maseches Brachos discusses, is there a chiyuv deraisa to make a brocha before the meal? The Gemara suggests a svara, if you see that you make a brocha, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you're full, all the more so when you're hungry and can't continue, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you food and you're about to eat the food, what an incredible feeling of a karas atayiv you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there ought to be a kal v'chayim of it, if there's a chiv deraisa to bench when I don't feel such a karas atayiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm already full, all the more so there should be a karas atayiv to make a bracha min atayiv before you start the meal. That's the svara the Gemara suggests, but at the end of the day, we pass can know there's a chiv brichas amazon only after the meal min atayiv and not before. But the Gemara doesn't explain why. Says the Meshech Chochma, true. If the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon would be Akaras HaToiv, then Akaras HaToiv is all the more, all the greater at the beginning of the meal when you're hungry. But, says the Meshech Chochman, the idea of Birchas Hamazon at the end of every meal is not a Hidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Birchas Hamazon is a declaration that everything that I have just eaten and that I feel full and that I feel successful, I should know, Uveirachtas Hashem Elekacho. Everything that I have is not Kerechi Veitzim Yodi, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is a person more likely to feel Kerechi Veitzim Yodi? When he finished eating the meal. That's when he feels, I'm satisfied, I ate, I'm full because of all the hard work that I invested in creating my meal and my wealth. Dafka then, when he's feeling Kerechi Veitzim Yodi, the Torah says, a mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, that you shouldn't feel Kerechi Veitzim Yodi. We went down to Mitzrayim. Who was the first one who laid the groundwork for us in Mitzrayim? That was Yosef HaTzadik, came to Mitzrayim. And when he ascended to greatness, and he was brought in front of Paro, and Paro said, I heard about you, Tishmach Aloyim Liftoi Reisoi. What did Yosef HaTzadik say? Famous word, Bilodai, it's nothing to do with me, Elikim Yanes Shloim Paro. He was in a situation which he could so easily feel Kerechi Veitzim Yodi. The whole of Mitzrayim is not able to explain to Paro what his dream means, and he has that ability, and he made this declaration, Bilodai. The whole time, the phase of Klal Yisrael being in Mitzrayim was preceded with Yosef HaTzadik saying, Bilodai, because he understood that this is the great difference between the way the Mitzrayim look at the world and the way we look at the world. It started from Yosef and it continued with the Shabbos HaGadol of Nishchu K'chu Lachem Tzoyim, and then with the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Achilas Matzah K'gershu Mitzrayim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in one pasuk he says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Sheker HaSus L'Sashua. The Sus, the horse which you think, you ride on it and you go to war, Sheker HaSus L'Sashua, it doesn't bring you the Yeshua. Later he says, V'shav Teshuas Adam. A person who believes that the Yeshua comes from what he does, Shav, that's a lie. And the Mefarshim point out that David HaMelech chooses his words very carefully. When he talks about a sus and the imagination that the sus brings a Yeshua, he says, Sheker HaSus this Yeshua. When he talks about a person's own nice yadayim and the folly of imagination, of imagining that I bring about my own Yeshua, then he changes his expression and he says, V'shav Teshuas Adam, not a Lashon of Sheker. What's the difference between Sheker and Shav? The Brisker Rav brings down a Gemara in Shavuos and a Rambam in the first Perek of Hilchos Shavuos, where the Rambam explains there's various Isurim in the Torah. There's one Issa, this is Shavu Mishmil, a Sheker. You're not allowed to say a Sheker, a Shavuos Sheker, Shavuos Bitui. And there's another level called the Shavuos Shav. What's the difference? Says the Rambam, Shavuos Sheker is a person makes a Shavuos that I ate in that person's house and he didn't eat there. That's a Shavuos Sheker. Shavuos Shav, he makes a Shavuos that this piece of gold is made of marble. What's the difference? When he says I did or I didn't eat in that person's house, theoretically it's something that could be true. It happens not to be true. Today it wasn't true. That's called sheker. Shav is something which is totally ridiculous, totally impossible. Gold never has and never will be marble. That's a shavuos shav. Says the Brisker Rav. Sheker asus nisashua. You could imagine that the sus brings the Yeshua. And sometimes the sus is somewhat involved in that Yeshua. But if you really think that today your Yeshua came from the sus, sheker asus nisashua, it isn't really true. But to imagine that what I do, koichi v'oitzim yodi osali is called a chayel azeh, and that says David HaMelech, v'shav teshuas adam, it's totally ridiculous. It's rejected outright. A person's own mighty yadayim has no shaychus at all to any success that he might have. Chazal instituted for us that before we eat the meal, we need netilas yadayim. On a simple level in pshat, because The hands could be tame from what a person has done. But the Mefarshim explain in the Zayah Chodesh in Rus, explains that Netilas Yadayim, the Brocha Asher Shomim Tzveis on Netilas Yadayim, the Lashon of lifting up the hands. Why? Because the hands are involved in creating wealth and in doing things in this world. And therefore, the hands are what brings a person to feel all the time, Koichi Voitzim Yodi, it's my hands that brings me success. Says the Chazal, before you eat a meal, and before you get involved in thinking your hands brought you success, wash your hands, remove that tumor, Netilas Yadayim, lift up your hand and appreciate that my hands didn't bring me anything. I lift them up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives me any success that I have. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yedidi, Ashir Anoli Yedidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called our Yedid. What's the Lashon of Yedidi? Says the Ben Yehoyada, Yedidi comes from the source, Yad, Yad, my hand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand go hand in hand. A person shouldn't think that my hand is what brings me success. To the contrary, Yad Yad, my Yadid, I give my hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I realize that it's his hand which gives me success. Why is a hand called a Yad? Gematria 14? Because there's 14 little parts in a person's five fingers. And these five fingers is what he thinks brings him his material success. Everything that I do in this world is done with the 14 parts of my finger. That's my Yad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Yadid. I stretch up my hand to Hashem and I say, Yad, Yad, my hand, everything that I can do is only your Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's making me able to do it. Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, 28 Itim, Ace Lintoya, Ace Labed. All these Ace, and Ace that. The 28 of them, because a person has 28 parts in the two hands, his right hand and his left hand. All these 28 itim is what a person thinks that I created these 28. Yedid, I give my hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say there's no koichi voitzim yodi. Mishchu yedeichem me'avodah zarah. Move your hands away from thinking that the Teler and the Nisan and the Oviv comes from Koichi Voitzim Yodi, and appreciate that it's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me, which is manifested in the fact that B'chipozim we went out of Mitzrayim, and for that reason we eat matzah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu see yet again our appreciation and understanding that there's no Koichi Voitzim Yodi, and like our forefathers went out in the Zechus that they understood that there's no Koichi Voitzim Yodi, may we be Zeicha that this Chodesh Nissen should be the Chodesh Asher Bo Yeshuis Makifois, and each one of us should be zoche in his own private life and Klal Yisrael in general to a geula shlema b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.